Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Happy Sunday morning, everybody. Hope everyone is doing well out there. I have a tremendous show planned for you this morning. I hope you can stick with us for the entire hour. Naturally, if you missed the show, you can pick us up on your favorite podcast app, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. You can now find us on YouTube. Lifestyles Unlimited has its own channel. And you can always find us at the website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Now, if you tuned into my show last week, I did a show entitled A Tale of Two Plans. And Plan A is our typical conventional wisdom plan, right? Go to school, get good grades, get into college, get a degree, get a good job, enroll in your company 401k, feed your 401k for 40 plus years, and then retire comfortably, right? It's just that simple. But my friends, unfortunately, this plan does not always work. In fact, it fails most of the time. Why? Because life gets in the way and it forces us to find a new path. And on today's show, I have a couple that have done just that. And I want you to hear their story because it's truly compelling and heartwarming. So without further delay, I'd like to bring Dale and Sharon from Houston, Texas onto the show. Good morning, Dale and Sharon. How you doing? Excellent, excellent. I appreciate y'all taking the time to come on the show today. Dale, why don't you kick us off and just give us a bit of background that led you to Lifestyles Unlimited?
Well, it's kind of a simple story, and it's like, again, it's like I'm probably like a lot of listeners that you've got today, is that I was in a corporate job for some 32-plus years, and it's funny you mentioned about the 401k. I was invested in a 401k plan and was using that as plan for retirement. And I have a retirement plan from the company too. But life had a different path for me. So at 32 years with the company, they decided to do some layoffs in November of this last year in 2019. And I was escorted out the door. And so then I had to come up with a different plan. Prior to that though, in May of 2019, we were the Freedom members for years and kind of slowly taking kind of the personality B type, slowly taking things on. But in May of 2019, we joined on as the Challenge members. So when I got laid off, my wife turned to me, and I'll let Sharon kind of pipe in on this. And she told me I needed to do something different and get after it.
Yeah, I can imagine. Okay, so, go ahead.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Oh, so we decided that we needed to replace Dale's income, so we've been doing that with single family, but all the while we're taking multifamily courses and going on multifamily road trips, and so we're hoping that that's going to be our next step is multifamily.
Okay, so you had actually joined in May of 2019, and then the big layoff came, 5 months later in November, is that correct?
That's
right, and then we joined Preferred in December and just pulled the trigger.
I got you. So you really hadn't done much with real estate investing prior to life punch you in the face, right, essentially?
Well, yeah, just a kind of a small story is that because the Freedom thing, long story short, is we took my primary residence when my wife and I got married about 9 years ago, and we turned that into a rental. We used all of Dell's mappings that you would use, except that it was, you know, my primary residence, so we didn't purchase it the Lifestyles way. But other than that, we were working that model. But again, it was kind of like that little toe in the water kind of stuff, and we just really weren't moving forward and doing anything like that beyond that.
Okay. So you were kind of touching on it. You took your primary residence, turned it into a rental, then the layoff occurred, and then you were inspired or motivated or you knew you had to do something. So how did your investing start after November of 2019?
Well, so being laid off, I was had, you know, no corporate job, and I was kind of in a very active position within the company. So I needed something to do, and so was answering to blasts that were being put out by the Lifestyles Realtors. And just one way after another just didn't seem to work either. I wasn't doing it fast enough or quick enough. And so finally, one evening, I answered to one that was at about 8:20 on a, I think it was a Thursday night. And so I was supposed to meet one of the Lifestyles agents out there the next morning. And it just happened that that property got sold, and she said she had another one that she was also putting out for the blast. And so I went and looked at that, and her name was Jennifer McCormick, the Lifestyles realtor, and she said, this is a real easy house. It was a little 311 in Texas City, and she said, you know, you ought to buy this. This is real easy. She says, you know, all the numbers are working right. So the offer was $83,500. After repair value was $145,000. So on December 6th, I wrote up the contract, and we purchased it. So quick story after that, though, about a week later, she had another one. I said, you know, I've got money from my 401k that I can have access to without penalty. Go after it. She says, you ought to buy this one. So that was Waingate, and that one was $110,000, and the after-repair value was $155,000. So we were really on our way to getting things going. So, but, you know, I strongly encourage people to answer out to the blast, because if you don't answer to the blast quickly, like I did, they go fast.
Up the deal.
Yeah.
So I want to clarify for our listeners out there what you mean by the blast, and what that is Dale and Sharon have joined at one of our upper levels within Lifestyles Unlimited, and that entitles you to email blasts, where Lifestyles Unlimited realtors will go out and find viable properties that fit our model, and then they put it on essentially an email blast. And so any of the members that receive that can take a look, and essentially the numbers are there, the rough numbers. Hey, is this a property you'd like to purchase? And then they can respond and say, yes, I would like to purchase that property. And that's exactly what Dale and Sharon did. We'll be right back after a short break. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show with Dale and Sharon from Houston, Texas.
Dell Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today we have two real estate investors from the Houston market, Dale and Sharon, sharing their story on the show today. And if you have a question about real estate investing or starting or where to start, this is a live show. Give us a call. We'd be happy to answer your question. The number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. Or as always, send me an email, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. As always, I respond personally, and I'm happy to help you every way possible. So Dale and Sharon, Dale, you were laid off in November in 2019, and essentially you had joined Lifestyles Unlimited a few months before that, and you knew it was time to get busy. So where we left off, you had basically put in a contract within 1 month on your second property after getting laid off. Is that correct?
Correct. Actually, they were about 10 days apart.
Okay, so, very good. And how long... So you're essentially rehabbing both of them at the same time?
Correct. So one was in Spring and the other one was in Texas City.
Back and forth. Yeah, okay.
Back and
that's
forth.
Quite a spread. And to the listener out there, yes, they're both in Houston, but they're probably at least an hour drive, I would say, apart from one another.
That is correct.
So how'd you manage that?
Well, you know, it's easy with lifestyles. I say that within perimeters. It's like you have to get the education. But lifestyles lays out a map. So there's an actual map as to what you do in stages, from everything from getting three bids from contractors to making sure that you get the inspections done, following through with the hard money loan, which is what we use, hard money on both properties. And I'll let you kind of explain more about the hard money. But, you know, there's just a truly maps, you know, and if you stay on target and follow the process step by step, you really can't fail, you know. And then besides that, even if you think you're failing or you really got a question, we have a, Evelina was the, is the Lifestyles investor that we, and a mentor that we have out of Houston. So whenever I had a question, something didn't quite seem right or something just had kind of a quizzical part of it, the process, I would call her up, and she is just readily available. And even if you can't get your assigned mentor, you can always ask somebody else, and there's always somebody in office that's available that calls you back within a short period of time so that you get the answers you need to.
That's great. Yeah, that's a big part of what we do. Our mentors are real estate investors themselves, very experienced. So, Sharon, what are you thinking at this time? You've suddenly gone from getting laid off, or Dale was laid off from the corporate world, and now all of a sudden you're throwing your treasure into two rental homes that need some serious rehab. What are your thoughts at this time?
My thoughts were that this was an answer to prayer, because we had been praying for years that we would have time to be able to do real estate investing, and we had dreams of being multifamily and single family investors, and then all of a sudden God gave us the answer, and Dale has time to make it happen. It was awesome.
That's beautiful. He forced your hand, basically.
He answered our prayers. That's correct.
Kind of a tap on the shoulder. Hey, it's time to get busy.
Right,
so,
right.
Tell me about cash flow. How much, what are we making on each of these homes after everything's said and done?
Well, on the first property, we're making cash flow of $405 a month. So that's after, you know, the principal interest and the payment and the insurance and stuff like that. So everything is all paid for. And after that, we've got $405 cash flow on the first property.
Outstanding. And what was your total investment on the first property?
Total investment on the first property, let's see, let's put my figures here. It was, probably about... $23,000, I think we invested in that first property.
About 23? Okay.
Yes, about 23.
So you're cash flowing $4,860 a month, or excuse me, a year, if my Aggie Mag math serves me, divided by 23,000 is...
I should stand corrected. It was 1833.
Ooh, that makes it even better. So
yes. So the cash-on-cash return is 27%.
Outstanding. So... in just a few weeks, you took $18,000 and created a 27% cash on cash return. And I'd like to remind the listener, that's tax free, my friends. That's about the equivalent of probably well over $500 if it was W-2 income. That's beautiful. Tell me about house number two.
So house number two was easier than the first one, and it was just kind of a no-brainer. Walked in with the Lifestyles agent and answering the blast again. It's like, you can't be slow in answering these blasts. But anyway, walked in, all it needed was just, you know, paint and flooring. And it was just pretty. Just, it's a four-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage. And so that one just came along quickly, too. And I wouldn't say it's a norm for everybody, but we just managed, because I guess I had the time off and was following the process, that we managed within 30 days to complete both properties. So the cash flow on that one is
$337 times 12. Okay, so additional $4,000 a year in tax-free income. And Do you remember what your out-of-pocket was for house number two?
Yes. So the, let's see here, I'm looking at my figures. Out-of-pocket was about $23,000.
Okay, so that's a 17.5% cash-on-cash return immediately.
Correct.
Wow. Those are, and I see a $45,000 equity capture on the second one.
Correct.
Approximately.
That's
instantly.
Correct.
And that's, instantly. And I'm sure that's more than your 401k returned in the previous 10 years.
Yes. So it's funny, too, when I've actually listened down to the two-day class, whatever, it's just interesting to see. I asked her, I says, well, what would have happened if it's like, you know, we have been doing this earlier instead of using the money and putting it into 401k? And it ends up being, I think they figured it out possibly being about 1% to 2% interest on your money you put in it. And so what I've done with my 401k within a short period of time is just, you know, I can't even begin to try and figure out what other investment you can turn that can get that kind of returns for.
There's not one. You're making money five ways on each of these properties. And I want to tell the listener, so you, Dale and Sharon, you used your funds from your 401k, yet those are not accessible if you're still employed by your employer. But the fact that your employer let you go, you then had access to free those funds, correct?
Correct. So, and what I did too is even being processing due diligence, as I, you know, even had, you know, the company that was managing my 401k managed, I had them hold back 10% for, you know, tax reasons. Yeah, so I'm ready.
Okay, so they're pushing us out. We're going to come back after a short break. Those are fantastic returns. Dale and Sharon from Houston, Texas, they're sharing their story of real estate investing. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And my friends, that's exactly what today's show is all about, financial freedom, working toward it, achieving it, not following the conventional plan that the corporate world has laid out for you. My name is Mike Harrison. I have Dale and Sharon live on our show from Houston, Texas, real estate investors from Houston. Our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. If you'd like to give us a call, or as always, you can email me, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. Well, Dale and Sharon are examples of life essentially knocking you down, but did they stay down? Nope. They stood up, they took charge of their life, and they began creating their own passive income and creating their own wealth. So Sharon, I'm going to throw this one out to you. We're about a year in to both of y'all, like, I'll say getting busy on purchasing some properties. And what is your, how's your mindset changed from, say, where you were after the big shock in November and where you are today in October, 11 months later?
Okay, so for years, we wanted to invest in, like, how do we do it? How do we do it? Well, should we pull the trigger? How do we do it? Is it really possible? I see other people who are making it happen. Is it possible for us to make it happen? And so getting involved with Lifestyles and pulling the trigger, so to speak, we are two-thirds of the way to replacing Dale's corporate salary, and it's been amazing. I didn't think it would be this fast, but it's everything is all cracked up to be.
So replacing his salary, you're two-thirds of the way there in less than a year, and at the same time, what I want the listeners to understand, and I don't have this number in front of me, but it looks like well over maybe $150,000 in equity capture on your entire portfolio already. Is that correct?
That sounds correct.
That's amazing. So you made 150. It's in there. It's unrealized. It's in the I like to say the bank of brick and mortar, right? But you'll be able to free those funds later and grow the portfolio. So speaking of the portfolio, where's it stand today, and what's your total cash flow, if you can share that on a monthly basis right now, approximately?
Okay. So approximately, this is before property number six closes, we're at $2,400 cash flow on all seven properties. That includes the first one. And after we close the property number six, or actually seven in the portfolio, we'll have a cash flow of $2,800 a month in cash flow.
Tax-free.
Tax-free.
In less than a year.
Less than a year.
But wait, everyone tells us this has been the craziest year in the world. We had a little thing called COVID. How did that affect things?
Well, you know, that goes back to lifestyles too as well. They had classes on, you know, what and how to deal with it. There was one incident where one of the many renters thought they couldn't pay. I talked to them and negotiated, and they paid half, and they've managed to make up the difference since then. But, you know, the process just keeps moving, even with COVID, because the lenders and people were doing stuff by distancing. But I even shared with somebody the other day, one of the appraisers, is that it seems like actually things are moving along faster because social distancing. Let's see, if you pay $1,200 or $1,300 a month for an apartment, and if you get into a house, you can have your social distancing. Your kids can go out in the yard and play. And so I haven't seen much of a hiccup at all.
Great point. Yes, people aren't wanting to necessarily live in the apartment communities because they're kind of surrounded by people, right? Especially if you have children. So there's an advantage to going into the house, and the kids can be free outside.
I'd like to say something about the rehab, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
The houses that some of them that we've taken over, that we've purchased, were, you know, window units and really old and really sad looking, blight on the neighborhood. And we've gone in and they turned them into beautiful properties with central air. And now the neighbors like us. And it's just been a blessing for the renters and for the neighborhood as well as us.
Sharon, I love that aspect of what we do, because people who don't understand think that, and I hate the term landlord, we're property owners. There's landlords out there, and we all know those people, and every now and then you'll see some horrific story on the news about them. But we do. We take the dog house in the neighborhood. We remove any sort of, let's just say, poor resident, and we put good people into good properties, best property, best price. We clean the place up and make it a really nice place to live and improve the neighborhood. I've had people that have lived next door to houses that I've rehabbed actually come over, one gentleman practically with tears in his eyes, and shook my hand and thanked me for what I did, because he had two very young daughters and a young wife, and they traveled, and it was just a dangerous house with dangerous people. We got rid of them, and we made it a great place to live. So Sharon, yeah, thank you for sharing that. Speaking of rehab time, now that also scares the heck out of people who don't understand what we do. Dale, what's your approximate time to rehab these dog properties?
Well, it depends upon the how much rehab needs to be done. So if there's like about $30,000 worth of rehab, which is about the average, 20 to 30,000, it's about 30 to maybe 60 days total. And if you get a good contractor, Lifestyles has people on their list of good contractors that follow through step by step on it. But what's really been fun, too, is even with it being distance and I have the time, I've had the contractors where they will send me pictures of the progress that's going on. And if there's a question, they know to text me or email me to filling in the gaps, such that we always just make sure that things are keeping on track and staying, you know, within the process, such that we can get things done within a period of time.
Yeah, that's the vendor list we have, I think, is one of our biggest assets as being a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, because we talk amongst ourselves, right? If the vendor pretty much is under pressure to do a great job for us so that they can get the next job and get the next job and get the next job. So you used vendors from our list. and they helped you on these properties. Are you using the same GC on all, I guess, six of your properties?
I use the same one for about two or three. I've changed ones just recently. So, I mean, I want to maybe do a shout-out for Top One Construction because they're who I'm using on this property number six, and they've just been outstanding. I mean, the guy has experience. The crew has experience. So I'm not saying that the other ones weren't good, but this one is just Top One has been stellar. But like I said, if you're following on points with what the list says of what they've got going on, they will give you progress reports and saying, okay, here's where you're supposed to do your first draw, which is a whole another story of how you do hard money, but getting your money reimbursed for the next step in the project such that you're making sure that your money is continuing to flow so the contractor is taken care of.
So you hit on three things. What was the name of that contractor again, Dale?
Top One Construction.
Top One Construction in Houston, Texas. Okay, doing you a great job. Glad to hear that.
They do San Antonio as well.
Oh, they do. Okay, wonderful. Well, we're definitely investing in both markets. And then the other thing I wanted to touch on, you mentioned the Lifestyles Unlimited list. Tell our listener what that is.
So you go out to, when you're a member, they have a vendor list that you can go out there and you can pick and choose, and you can even get, you know, three different bids on things. But what's nice is they you know, Dell talks about it too, as part of the training and part of the teaching too, is that you create a list of your team. So we have a team for inspectors, even a backup inspector, you know, the lenders, you know, that we were using Capital Concepts with Elena Marco Giuseppe. It's like, I mean, she's just stellar. She stays on top of it. She calls up when she needs a document. If there's a question or something like that, she said, did you get this done? Did you get that done? So the vendors, not only Lifestyles helps you with the list of checkoffs, what you need to get done, but so do the vendors to making sure.
Perfect.
So that you get a vendor for each one.
Dale, they're pushing us out.
Okay.
But, yeah, I want to leave it right there, and we'll pick it up on the other side. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
And now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60. Then they said 64. Then it was 65. Then it was 66. Then all of a sudden they jump right to 70. 70 is the new 59. 70 is the new 64. Then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s? Or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. We have Dale and Sharon from Houston, Texas on the show with us today. Before we get back to their story, I do want to share that if you'd like to attend one of our free workshops, you can find that at freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's how I got started. Dale and Sharon, did y'all attend a workshop when you got started?
We did.
But that was back in May of 2019, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, our next workshops, they're live stream. Dale, you and I did them in person in but our next ones are October 13th, October 15th, and October 17th. If you'd like to join Lifestyles Unlimited, that is at financialfreedomlivestream.com, financialfreedomlivestream.com. Right now, the price is only $297 for the Financial Freedom Program, and that's good for 2 years, and that's much cheaper than when I joined myself, my friend. So take advantage of that opportunity and you can share all the benefits that Dale and Sharon are telling you about on today's show, and that's helped them create almost $2,700 a month, or a little over $2,700 a month, tax-free and monthly passive income cash flow in less than a year. And if I'm looking at the numbers right, well over $100,000 in additional wealth created through equity capture. So Dale and Sharon, when we left off at the end, Dale, you were talking about the vendors from our vendor list and how our vendors are as involved in the success of the deal as you are. They want the deal to be successful. Our lenders just aren't there to hand money to somebody and then whether the deal fails or not and collect it on an interest rate. They want you to succeed. So let's go into the education piece, because that's a lot of people think what we do is so complicated. Let's talk about our two-day seminar. Did both of you attend that together?
Yes, we did.
We've attended multiples. We've attended in person and also the virtual.
It's much easier now that you can do it virtually.
Yes, it is.
And have you listened to different hosts conduct the 2 days so you get a couple of different styles?
Yes, we've had like three different teachers that we've had on 2 days.
So Sharon, go ahead, Dale.
No, go ahead.
So Sharon, I was going to say, this one's for you. What was the moment during our two-day seminar that was your aha moment? And then Dale, if you want to weigh in on that as well.
All right. The thing that really got me was when they started talking about multifamily and how you can propel your wealth, and that was just amazing, because plodding along in a job, you know, you're exchanging your time for money. But here, when you do it passively or you propel it with multifamily, it's just astronomical, the possibilities.
It is. It's incredible how fast you can actually grow your wealth using the plan. Dale, aha moment for you?
I think the aha moment is when we sit in the class and we have some people who get up there who were the same people just like we were, you know, just in the corporate world and things like that, and they were doing it. And it's like, if they can do it, why can't I do it? And it's just a matter of just being brave enough to take the steps. And the key, I can't stress the key important enough, is, you know, there's a system that Lifestyles has. It's called Quest. And if you run the numbers work. And there's even, you know, there's ouch factors in there. So it's like, you know, we work, you know, each one we've worked in there, it's like there's even an ouch factor that they work in there, such that even if you're off a little bit on your numbers, it still works out in the end, such that, you know, when you go to closing, it's like, wow, it's like, you know, I had one where I was supposed to come to closing with $23,000, only had to come to $18,000 just because the appraised value of numbers came in better than what we had originally expected.
That happens. That happens more often than not. The market, especially where we're investing, is on fire. Even with COVID, it's doing very well and it's very strong. So Dale, on the break, you had mentioned something your boss had told you, and why don't you share that with us and your mindset then versus your mindset today?
Yeah, it was kind of a funny moment because, you know, within the corporate structure, I was slowly working my way up the ladder, as Dale would say. And, you know, I got down to like about the last 2 years, and now I'm in the age range, came close to retirement. My boss would say, well, you know, when you retire, you need to learn to just live on less. And it's like, no, I don't want to live on less. In fact, I think I'd like to live on more if there's a way. And it's like, you know, and it's like Sherry and kept on saying, we say, if we do this, you know, it's like, even if we just get one, you know, it'll get you going and get you working on it. And that's was the aha moment. Again, it's like, you know, if they can do it, I can do that. And it's like, and I don't want to live on less. And you don't have to. Lifestyle is a way.
All these pundits tell us that in retirement we should live on less and that it's going to be okay to live on less. But the fact is, when you're older, things are much more expensive. Things are more difficult. Things cost more. You don't want to live in less of a house. You want to live in, I'm not saying a bigger house, but you want to live in a nice place. You worked your whole life. Why can't you enjoy life when you finally retire? And I don't understand why part of every conventional wisdom retirement strategy is how you're going to live on less. I don't like that at all. You're exactly right. So do y'all self-manage?
We do to more extents than not. So there are programs out there. It's like, I'll give a plug off. There's a system called Cozy. There's a system called Stace or whatever. So there is systems out there that Lifestyles recommends that you can use that will do self-managing. So when somebody had a leaky window, it's like, you know, not only do I get an email, I tell my renters to call, you know, text me as well, but there was an email since there's a tracking of it, stuff that's going on when they're making their payments, that's tracking that. And so there's ways to do that. But there's even, if you're really, really scared about self-managing, there's other systems that you can hear on the radio that I'm sure, too, that Lifestyles recommends, that if you don't want to self-manage, there's ways to get that done as well.
Excellent. So what do you look for prior to purchasing a property? Do you have a particular strategy or goal on each property?
Well, I typically like to have, you know, it's like I'm thinking, it's like if I was a small family, starter family, because that's where these houses kind of fall in the right pocket, is at least, you know, minimum of 3 bedrooms, some sort of kitchen area, at least, you know, 1 bath, 2 baths preferable, but just, you know, and making sure, too, that it's the layout is conducive to somebody who would want to have, you know, a family life. So it's like, you know, typically they end up being kind of starter families. So, but, you know, that's just kind of the model that we've used. It doesn't mean you can't go a little bit beyond that, but it just works perfect in the pocket. And the somewhat smaller houses, 12 to 1,600 square feet, tends to be a better pocket just simply because the numbers work better. It just, the other ones work as well, but just if you have that smaller kind of size, 12 to 1,600 square feet within certain ranges, it just works out better.
You're right. When you get into the more expensive properties or the larger properties, it's when you start getting into rents that are, let's say, 1,800 or above, it's a smaller market, right? Sam Walton said, market to the masses, dine with the classes, and that's essentially what we're doing. Sharon, your life has changed in 1 year. What do you see on the horizon, or what are your thoughts about where you sit today versus a year ago in the past?
Well, I'm still working, so my day-to-day life really hasn't changed, but the hope that I see for the future of not being stuck with, you know, my retirement, and that we can have opportunities that we haven't had before.
Excellent. Dale and Sharon, any advice for somebody who's considering investing in real estate or who has not started?
It sounds sort of cliche-ish. Go ahead.
I'm going to say go to the two-day, go to the free workshop, go to the two-day, and jump in.
Do it.
Get started. Any regrets?
None whatsoever.
Excellent.
Glad we did it.
Well, I want to thank you and Sharon for coming on the show today and sharing your story. You both deserve a virtual high five. You've done fantastic in less than a year, and I can tell I'd like to talk with you again a year from now, because the trajectory you're on is incredible. So, my friends, you heard it from Dale and Sharon. You too can do this, but you need to start today. And you need to begin immediately and take control of your life. In the words of my friend and mentor, David Fisher, start with small choices and compound them. One rent house will not retire you, but it's a start. One passive apartment investment of $25,000 won't retire you, but it's a start. The point is, make just one good choice for yourself and then repeat. My friends, that does it for today's show. I want to thank you for joining in. I hope you took in what today's show was about, because you have a couple here that were doing everything they were told, right? They went to school, they got good grades, they went to college, they joined the corporate program, they invested in their 401k, and they were on that plan, and it wasn't working for them. So they took control of their life, made a change, and they're creating their own future. Till next week, this is Mike Harrison. I want you to remember, it's not all about the money. It's about the lifestyle. Happy Sunday, and make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.